Soon the federal government will announce which groups can operate as navigators in Ohio. These are people who will help answer consumer questions about the Affordable Care Act and the health plans Ohioans can choose. Navigators are different from insurance agents and brokers because they can't promote or sell insurance plans. But the rules for navigators in Ohio are being called into question. Kathleen Geminer, project director with Ohio Consumers for Health Coverage, says there are going to be nonprofit organizations that already perform the work similar to that of navigators, but won't receive this federal designation. Congress created a special designation for such a situation. Groups that want to help people find coverage, but will not receive funding as a navigator, can become certified application counselors.
Because we know that they have solid status under federal law as long as they go through the federal training and get approved. But right now, their status under state laws is ambiguous.
Geminer is talking about the certification process created by the Ohio General Assembly earlier this year. The law requires navigators to be trained and to undergo a background check. It also exempts hospitals, food banks, and community health centers. But Geminer fears that other nonprofits that seek to be certified application counselors might be in violation of the law since their role isn't clearly defined in the navigator rules. Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, who's also head of the Ohio Department of Insurance, says the certified application counselor designation is brand new. How new? It just went into effect Monday. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.